Splintered Silence by Susan Furlong. Performed by Amy Landon. The sound of gunshots cut through my nightmare and jarred me from my sleep. I jerked up, drenched in sweat, anxiety tight in my throat. On the pillow next to me, Wilco stirred but didn't wake. I nudged him, then rolled off the bed and crawled across the floor, taking shelter behind the corner dresser. I huddled there, crouched low, my breath heavy as I assessed the distance to my service weapon, infiltration sites, escape routes. But something wasn't right. I saw pink walls, lacy curtains, and a pretty flowered bedspread. Where was my cot, my tactical pack? The shots sounded again, a sharp, pounding rhythm that came from just outside. Bam, bam, bam. Not gunshots, I realized, but the sound of a hammer. Stupid, stupid, Bran. The all-too-familiar taunts of embarrassment and self-disgust came rushing back. My body was safe from war. My mind wasn't. And neither was Wilco's. Sensing my fear, my dog had jumped off the bed and now stood in the middle of the room, trembling and staring at me with wide eyes. I crawled from behind the child-sized bureau and wrapped my arms around him. "It's okay, boy." I clutched my quivering, 60-pound, combat-trained best friend. Weeks of intensive drills, hours upon hours of discipline, airlifts and drops from parachutes in howling desert storms, scouring rubble for the dead and the injured. All that, and my fearless companion had been reduced to a quaking mass of fur. Deaf and missing a hind leg from our IED incident, as the military so euphemistically called being nearly blown to bits, Wilco relied on his sight and on me. I choked at the thought, as if I could even care for myself, let alone for my dog. A damned hammer noise, and I'm a blithering imbecile. Breathe. I placed my face alongside his. In. Hold. Exhale. I could still hear the doctor's voice leading me through exercises designed to control the surge of emotions that came with my flashbacks. I continued inhaling and exhaling until both of us stopped trembling. "Okay, we're okay," I stupidly whispered against his muzzle. My dog was deaf, for God's sake, and I was not okay. This was only too obvious by the fact that I was cowering in a pink bedroom in my grandparents' mobile home. I held on tight and took another minute or two of comfort before reluctantly unwinding from Wilco and hurrying to find my duffel bag. After cramming my legs into rumpled jeans, pulling on last night's sweatshirt, and tying on one of my many wool scarves, I squinted at my reflection in my dresser mirror. The lines around my eyes were more pronounced than before. The hot desert sun had baked my skin, and sleepless nights since had deepened the crevices. War had aged my features beyond my 28 years, and aged my spirit beyond recognition.